WJ4COX Echo Link.
GFW, I didn't catch the call sign.
Good afternoon, WJ4COX via Echo Link in North Carolina.
You got KN4TFW, Ken, down here in Greer.
How you doing, Ken? I'm here with my buddy Roger. He's working on getting his first ticket.
Look, I wish you a lot of success and want to welcome you to the hobby. Certainly, I've met a lot of nice people. I'm only in it about 2 years myself.
I bought a different car last year, and I haven't put my mobile rig back in it, so Echo Link is about the only choice I have. One of my high school classmates, and I can't remember his call off the top of my head, lives down in Greenville now with his wife and their three kids. So he and I for a while talked pretty regularly on here.
To me, it's about this time for maybe the next 10 minutes, and then about 5:30 in the morning till about 6:15 in the morning. That's when I'm usually on. Other than that, you know, it's hit and miss when I'm driving.
That's an early commute for you, my friend.
Riser, I'd rather get my day started, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning than to have to stay up when after the sun goes down.
About that is you miss most of the traffic around Greenville, Spartanburg, and the upstate if you get out that early and leave early, I assume, too.
Yeah, I'm usually in Spartanburg by about 6:15 in the morning. And that, but it takes me a little bit longer in the afternoon, but not too much longer.
My wife and I are hoping they will eventually get the road finished around Gaffney. It's getting difficult to do Spartanburg up to the state line.
When I was in high school, they were working on 85, and I'm 61 years old, so I'm just not seeing it getting done in our lifetime.
I'm not sure there's a such thing as a finished interstate anywhere.
Not that right. But I think they're supposed to have that section done, what, in the next year and a half?
I haven't heard the latest on it. My wife's family is in Georgia, so she catches it, and I do too, anytime we commute down that way. So we may see it two or three times a year, but thankfully we don't have to deal with what the folks do in Cherokee County, I know, on a regular basis.
Usually, I get off at the 80, and so that's Gossett Roads. That's just where the construction is starting again, and it's nice to be able to get off and not have to go through it. I had to put up with 6 months of it, and that was enough. And then here a few weeks ago, my wife and I had to run up to Gaffney, and then, man, that was our deal coming back with roads split into two different lanes and everything. It's just a big hassle.
Nice when they get it done. They did that to Charlotte, too. They had the road done, and then they tore it up again to make it six lanes all the way up into Salisbury, up into the Greensboro area where I am right now. But, man, we thought we'd never see that thing get done. It took forever.
That way to go to my sister-in-law, she lived in Cary, just outside of Raleigh, and we used to go up there, I don't know, to the, what is it, old 64 or something like that, and get off and cut back over to Asheboro. But now I just usually cut up by, UNC and cut up that way and go out through the country. I believe it's 49. It's a lot nicer ride, and the distance is about the same.
Kind of pretty highway. My uncle lives in Charlotte. They've made Asheboro a little bit easier because they finished the 64 bypass, so you don't actually have to go through town. My dad's originally from Ramseur, so I got through Randolph County quite often, and for about 3 years or so, I worked for UNC Healthcare out of Chapel Hill, so I know the route you're talking about, going down 64 across the lake and back that way coming from Cary, and that is a much prettier route, and it gets away from the monotony of 4085 sometimes.
Yeah, anymore I'm not in that much of a hurry. I'd just rather take the scenic route and see the sights and enjoy the ride and not rush my life too much.
I'd like a plan. I'm going to sign off from here. I just wanted to show Roger the Echo Link since he's getting into this. I've met a lot of good people through the hobby, including a guy who does a job similar to what I do, working in information security here in the Greensboro area, and stayed in touch with him ever since. So it's a good place to be. Pleasure to talk to you. This is WJ4COX. 73s for now.
73, and hope you have an awesome day and a good weekend coming up. And I hope your friend there, he studies well. It's not that hard of a test and that, and you'll catch on, meet a lot of really nice people. So I'll say 73, KN4TFW. I'll be clear.